نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Today's majlis, just want to give a brief crux of the majlis of Hashid Shah Wasiullah Rahmatullah Alayh, which we gave many years ago. May Allah Ta'ala give ikhlas and make it beneficial. Hazrat spoke about the story of Layla Majnu, which is a very famous story of Layla Majnu. Majnu was madly in love with Layla. So one day he was going to meet his beloved. But the camel that he was riding had his child in the back that got left. So the camel, as he tried to make the camel go front, the camel kept on turning and swerving to go back. So he done it one time, tried to make the camel go front, but the camel took a U-turn going backwards. And this happened quite a few number of times. Then he came to realize that my tariq and my beloved is in a different direction, and the child and the beloved child of this camel is in a different direction. So this is a tussle, it's a tug of war. So rather I dismount. So he said he just fell from that camel to dismount, and he even injured himself whilst he was going to his beloved. But he never left the journey. He left his mount, but he never left the journey. He still continued. So Al-Shah Wasullah Rahmatullah Alayhi says, this is an example of ishq-e-majazi. Ishq-e-majazi, when we have ishq for another human being, then that's called ishq-e-majazi. And the love that we have for Allah Ta'ala, excessive love, that is called ishq-e-haqiqi. If this is the condition of somebody that has ishq-e-majazi, what should be the condition of that person that have ishq-e-haqiqi? That is the reason why Sahaba-i-Kiram, they made the sleep at night haram for themselves. They would stand up and make so much of ibadat in front of Allah Ta'ala, because it was that ishq-e-ilahi that was driving them towards that. They couldn't feel, get sleep, because that love for Allah Ta'ala, that excessive love for Allah Ta'ala, would not allow them to sleep, so that they would get up at night and make ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat went on to say that, see, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam implanted in the Sahaba the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, the azmat of Allah Ta'ala, and that was embedded into the hearts of the Sahaba. Right? And together with that, especially in the beginning, the Sahaba-i-Kiram used to make a lot of riyadat and mujahadah. Especially in the beginning. Especially for a Salik, in the beginning stage of his suluk, the levels of mujahada are very high. The levels of riyadat is very, very high. And even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the beginning, at the time of the nuzul of Quran, the mashaqqat that he had to endure was very, very difficult and very high. It was back-crushing for him in the initial phases. In fact, Allah Ta'ala, in the Qur'an al-Kareem, he reveals the ayat, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ طَاهَا مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. That we never reveal the Qur'an so that we can put you in mashaqqah and difficulty and distress. That's not why we reveal the Qur'an al-Kareem. But nevertheless, the Sahaba Ikram, Khud Nabi alayhi salam, Banafse Nafis, made a lot of mujahada in the beginning. He strived so much, he made so much of riyadha in the beginning. That is why from here we can ascertain any person that he is trying to rectify himself, make himself a better person, understand that, and he's turning away from the dunya and the ladais of the dunya towards the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. That person, he has to adhere to high levels of mujahada in the initial phase. That is the sunnat tradition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was the sunnah tradition of the Sahaba also. And this mujahada is also, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned it in the Quran, where he said, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah Ta'ala speaks about this mujahada. And the Sahaba al-Kiram and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, initial phase when they endured so much mashaqqa, then Allah Ta'ala had mercy on them. Then Allah Ta'ala started making takhfif on them, making it lighter for them. So that the ahkam became more softer. Because Allah Ta'ala saw how difficult and how much the Sahaba al-Kiram were doing. And so that out of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And then Hazrat quotes the hadith of Mishkat Sharif, wherein the farishtas come down onto the earth and they look for majalis of zikr. And then they make an announcement, halummu ila hajatikum. So one farishtas jamaat who saw a group of people making zikr, they make announcement to the other farishtas that don't go around looking everywhere. This is the place that you were actually looking for. Come here. This is where zikr is taking place of Allah Ta'ala. Then all the farishtas will come. They would gather. They would understand it, be present at the time of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Right? And then droves and droves of farishtas would come. So one group, another group, another group. They're all coming and participating and listening to the majalis of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Then when they go back, it's not like Allah Ta'ala doesn't have knowledge. He has all knowledge. Allah Ta'ala asked them, "What? How you found my servants?" He says, "We found them. They were making zikr." So Allah Ta'ala then asked, "Did they see me?" He said, "No, never saw me." I said, "But what if they had seen me, then what would their condition be like?" He says, "They would fear you even more. They would make more zikr. They would fear you even more." He said, "What else?" He says, "They're fearing. They're asking for Jannat. They're begging for Jannat." Allah Ta'ala asked the Farishta, "Did they see Jannat?" He said, "No, they never saw Jannat." "What happened if they had to see Jannat?" Then they would spend all their time in their preparation for Jannat, seeking Jannat. So what else? He says, "Out of fear, they're fearing Jahannam. They're seeking refuge from the fire of Jahannam." "Did they see Jahannam?" "No, they never saw." "What would their condition be had they seen Jahannam?" "Allah, they would engage in your ibadat. Sanat, they will be fearful of you and they won't break your laws had they been." So Allah Ta'ala says, I have forgiven all of them. You bear witness, this whole group of zakirin that are making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, I have forgiven all of them. So then they say, "But there was one person there," said that he never come for making zikr. He came for some other work. So Allah Ta'ala says that he is also fiqr. He is also forgiven. Humul julasa la yashqa jalisuhum. So he is also forgiven from me. He is not going to be deprived also. So he wasn't coming there for zikr. He was coming for his own work. But then he just happened to be there. Still too, Allah Ta'ala will make his maghfirat. You see, that is why Sahibi Mirqat, he said something ajib. He says, "Tahammalu mashaqqa khidmatun ala qadri al-ma'rifati wal-muhabba." That a person will uplift difficulty based on the level of ma'rifat and muhabbat he has of Allah Ta'ala. If he has ma'rifat and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, then he'll be prepared to give everything for Allah Ta'ala because he has that. You see? So based on the level of ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, based on the level of muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, a person will endure for Allah Ta'ala. Answer that. But the beauty of our religion is, after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam pumped into the Sahaba the love and upliftment of mashaqqa and all that, to the point that their feet used to swell in ibadat, and their faces used to get yellow in color with zaf and weakness. So much of mashaqqa. But then he brought Sahaba towards i'tidal. Then he brought Sahaba towards i'tidal. The Quran Sharif says, "Ma ja'ala alaykum fi ad-din min haraj." Allah Ta'ala hasn't made tangi for you in the deen. Allah Ta'ala has made tasheel for you. It is for that reason, many a time, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam would love an ibadat, but out of fear that Allah Ta'ala will make that ibadat farz on the sahaba and the ummat, Nabi alayhi salam will make tark of that ibadat out of that fear, out of shafqa upon the ummat, making tasheel for the ummat, making taysir for the ummat. For example, Taraweeh namaz. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam came out first day, said sahaba came there by his cubicle, they read namaz outside first night. Second night they read, Nabi Asam performed the salah. Third night, when he saw the majmua is growing too much, then he decided to close it. So, out of fear. What was the fear? Ye kahi jo hai wo farz na ho jaye. And then that will be a cause of mashakkat for my ummat. And my ummat won't be able to make bardasht of it. They won't be able to uplift it. For us, understand, it's difficult for us. If Taraweeh was farz, it would be very difficult. So Nabi alayhi salam relinquished it. He left it. Now after he passed away, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu knew how much of love Nabi alayhi salam had for Taraweeh. You see, he knew about it. So therefore he gathered all the sahaba ikram. And there was ijma' upon it that now the Taraweeh will take place with the jama'ah, and then obviously 20 rakats the sahaba were performing. 20 rakats Taraweeh. So therefore at the end of the day, Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, he was always worried that if I'm going to adhere to certain things, my ummah may not be able to adhere to it. Now a leader, he doesn't worry only about himself. He worries about his people. He worries about his flock. That is the shan of a true leader. Then Hazrat gives one riwayat from Ibn Majah Sharif that one day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. Then he was going out. He says when he left the home, he was very munsharih. He was happy. He had no gham, no worries, nothing. He was very content. He was happy. But he left the home. But after a while he came back. Then he was very maghmoom and very mahzoon. He was very sad and very worried. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, obviously she's living with him. She can understand the change of his personality, that just now he was so happy and now he's not happy, he's so sad. So she asked him, what is the reason? Ya Allah ke Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why are you so sad now? He says, because you know what happened? I went inside the Kaaba. Now after I went inside the Kaaba, I got fikr that my ummah will be in mashakkat. They will understand that to be sunnat to go in the Kaaba, and all of them will have to now want to go into the Kaaba. So I caused taklif for my ummah. The riwayat of Ibn Majah Sharif. I put my ummat in mashaqqa. That's why he was maghzoon and mahzoon. So Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, he was rahmatul lil alameen. And Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, through his barakah, 50 namaz became 5 namaz. Tasil. In the beginning phase, there were 6 months of roza. 6 months you have to fast in a year. To the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it became 1 month. Allah Ta'ala made it so easy. So our deen is very, very easy. You see, when Sahaba Ikiram used to endure too much and spend too much of time whole night in ibadat and whole day, qa'imul layl wa sa'imul nahar, then Nabi alayhi salam put a stop to it. That you're young now, you are able to do it. But as you get older, it's going to impact in your health. You won't be able to do it. That is why it is important that we have a sheikh, so the sheikh can see what we're doing. I was telling the Mishkat students this morning that we had one student in the madrasa who read in the kitab somewhere that Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu used to survive on one khajur. So he decided he's the Abu Darda of his time. So he decided, I'm only going to eat one khajur. Then he started off with one khajur. I used to see his condition deteriorating. So I told him many times, come home, we'll prepare food for you, have a nice meal. Whenever there's dawat, we used to invite him. We should always make some uzr and run away. After some time, his heels got cracked. His health deteriorated. He got khushki in his brain. He ended up in the hospital. ended up in the hospital. And so happened, they said, you go and spend the night with him in the hospital. So I went there. He wasn't in his right phase of mind, so he gave me one tight smack. Give me one tight smack. I can still feel the pain till today. But you could have to enjoy it. He's Majnoon. He's half Majnoon. What can you do? Do you understand? You can't do nothing. Right? Now, he wasn't eating food at all. Now, in his state of Junoon, any amount of stuff you put in front of him, he was clearing everything. You see? Then eventually, 3 months before Faragha, before graduation, the madrasa had to send him home. Say, no, you're not in a position now. He never even get his sanad after studying so many years. You see, this is when you don't have a sheikh, there's nobody to keep us on i'tidal. Then we do our own things. Then we become freelancers. Then we think we know everything. We know how to do everything. Then we do everything wrong, then it impacts on us negatively, on our physical health also. Hazrat says, Shah Wasullah Rahmatullah Ali, that Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, when he used to put oil in his hair, then he should make niyat that, you see this head of mine, is a machine given to me from Allah, and I need to protect it and look after it. So he used to put a lot of oil in his hair. Oil for the head is very good sunnah to put. Unfortunately, that sunnah, we're not making amal on it anymore. We must make amal on that sunnah. Must put oil in the hair. That's a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It cools the brain down, and it's also a nutritional value for your brains and your brain cells. So it's very good for the entire body. Nabi alayhi salam used to put so much of oil that under his imama he had a separate piece of cloth just to absorb the oil that he used to put, so that his imama doesn't get stained. And that's one of the reasons also is you wear a black imama also, so that you can't see the oil stains in the black imama. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us. So Maulana Shah Wasfullah rahmatullah alayhi says, if he made so much ihtimam regarding putting tail in his head, what niyat must he have been making when he's eating and he's sleeping, Maulana Thani? When I'm eating, why are you eating? So I can get strength. Why I can get strength? So I can serve the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So that eating now becomes ibadat. When you're sleeping in the night, then what happens? Very tired. Very hard day we had. Very tired. The minute you put your head on the pillow, suddenly you feel like you want to sleep. Your eyes closed. Make niyat first. Ya Allah, replenish my tiredness with freshness so that I can get up for Fajr. I can get up for Tahajjud. And I can then serve your deen for the rest of the day. Replenish. So this body which Allah Ta'ala has given us, this body is also an amanat. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Sahaba to look after this amanat. And he taught the Sahaba i'tidal. That is why. And then besides that also, he taught the Sahaba huququl ibad. He taught the Sahaba huququllah. He taught the Sahaba the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. He taught the Sahaba the ma'rifat of their own nafs also. And then he taught the Sahaba the ma'rifat of their ability. What level must stop us? Yes, that is why Hazrat Mu'adh radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, Amma ana fa'anamu wa aqum. I sleep and I stand up. فَأَحْتَسِبُ نَوْمَتِي كَمَا أَحْتَسِبُ قَوْمَتِي. Just like how I take my standing ibadat to be an ibadat, I take my sleep also to be an ibadat. Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his maqula that is. It is for this reason, it is very, very important that we understand what Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, how he brought the deen, how he made mashaqqa, how he brought the level of the sahaba up, how high they maximized their potential as far as ibadah is concerned, but within i'tidal. Within i'tidal. Everything has to be done within i'tidal. So time for everything. Time for sleep, time for eating, time for class, time for ibadat, time for this, time for tilawat. So we have to have a balanced existence in this earth. If we create the correct balance in the earth, then we are going to be successful. And that is why the Sahaba al-Kiram were very, very successful. And in conclusion, Hazrat said that jo log ittiba-e Rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko chhod kar dusri raah ikhtiyar karte hain. Instead of now, imagine Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam trained us so well. Look at the pattern of the training. first muhabbat of Allah, ma'rifat of Allah, mujahada, riyadah, and then towards the end, i'tih. Look at the pattern. Look at this pattern. He says, follow that pattern. There's no need to look anywhere else. This is the pattern that we need to follow. Samajh mein aayi baat? And he says that jo log ittiba-e rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko chhod kar dusri raah ikhtiyar karte hain to unko is raaste se kuch bhi nahi milta. If you leave the pattern shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and you go this way and that way, you will get nothing in this path. In this path, you end up with zero. Allah Ta'ala save us from that. Allah Ta'ala give us kamil iman, as Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, not only nafsi iman, Allah protect our iman as well as give us kamil iman as well. Allah Ta'ala hum sabko kamil ittiba'i sunnat ki taufeeq ata farmaye. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.